So who are the smugglers bringing these migrants to Europe? Our next guest says they spend 24/7 thinking how to break into Europe. Andrew Ninicola spent 2 years traveling with traffickers. He co-wrote the e-book Confessions of a People Smuggler and joins us from the University of Trento in Italy, where he teaches criminology. So, Andrea, who are they? Are the smugglers freelancers or Italian Coast Guard officials think maybe some work for the mob in Italy?
We were in Egypt and we were speaking with El Doli, which means the international. We asked him, "Are you a big boss?" And he replied, "Come on, guys, you don't understand anything. This is not the Italian mafia. It's like a network. I have friends. I trust them. I work with them. And our cooperation is based on trust. And, you know, they are agents. This is how migrants call them. They are opportunistic. They are flexible. Italy is the land of opportunities. I am a dream seller. I am a good guy. I am the only one who can help these people. They are businessmen. This is a ruthless travel agency, very, very flexible, capable of changing paths, of looking for opportunities, and institutional vulnerabilities of Europe are their strengths."
You say that some of them actually see themselves as helping these people, but we're reading these accounts of how they forced them by gun into the hulls of these rickety boats, made them sit on each other's laps. That's how stuffed in they were. They had no opportunity to turn around. And that, you know, we're also hearing accounts of these migrants being tortured for weeks in terrible conditions in Libya before they even get on these boats.
No, this is true. I mean, they are very violent. You know, then when you talk with a criminal, you always have to realize that he is selling himself, and he has his own vision of his business, criminal business.
He's trying to convince himself that he's doing a good thing.
Probably, yes. One of them told us, "You know, I know that these guys die. They know that they are risky. They are putting at risk their lives. But still, my reputation is important, so I don't want them to die. If they die, I lose reputation. And if we go together in some area of Egypt, they will kiss our hands and they will say that I am like God. If we go somewhere else, they are going to kill me and you."
Well, who is they? In other words, there's been reports as well that some of the money from the smuggling is going to terrorist groups. You are describing people who see themselves as entrepreneurs, but are some of them being forced to hand money over to other groups?
You know, this is very, also in this case, flexible. It might change depending on the different regions of Europe. We are Turkish organized criminal, we are Libyan, we are Tunisian, and different networks, so it might change. But anyway, right now, it's highly likely, especially in Libya, that the money is financing terrorism. And probably the same tribes are dealing with smuggling and financing terrorism.
But does it change now in your mind, do you think, because there are groups like ISIS and Boko Haram, yeah, in Africa that may have been taking over some of these people who saw themselves as businessmen and forcing them to now be part of something even more nefarious?
You know, it might be that some of these men are forced. It might be that the same terrorist group is linked. This kind of group, also terrorist and smuggling group, may work together on the basis of alliances rather than on violence. It's more likely.
Some are saying the only way to stop the flow of migrants is to stop the violence they're fleeing from. But do you think that the smugglers can be stopped? Some of them are now being detained and arrested. Do you think they can be stopped?
The problem can be reduced. The only way to stop smugglers of migrant and asylum seekers is eliminating the differences in wealth and richness among the countries of the world, which is probably a little bit too ambitious. But anyway, something more can be done, more than what we are actually doing. It cannot be any more possible that some of these guys are laughing at Europe. We have to respond. I mean, we have to answer as a European Union through a comprehensive action. We need repression. We need a real intelligent investigative strategy and investigative cooperation also with countries like Egypt, Tunisia, and Turkey. If you are cynic and if you don't care about human life and death, consider that this money is financing, a lot of money, is financing other terrible criminal activities like drug trafficking, weapon trafficking, and highly likely terrorism.
Andrea Di Nicola, a criminologist at the University of Trento in Italy, and co-author with Giampaolo Musemi of the e-book Confessions of a People Smuggler. They spent years with the smugglers studying them. Andrea, thank you.
Thank you.